I just want you to know that when I heard of the passing of Rush drummer Neil Peart, you were the first person I thought about, Terry Williams.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
I just remember you had so many great moments as a friend of Neil Peart's. Can you tell us how that friendship came about?
Yeah, we were, I was a young rock and roll disc jockey at CHSC in St. Catharines, Ontario. Be the spring of 1973. Good Lord. As is usually the case back in the 70s, a visit to a hair salon on a Saturday was a must. You saw my wife and I's anniversary picture. You know that I used to look like Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Well, while we were sitting in the lobby of this little place on St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, this big, gangly, goofy guy who was there with my friend's friend and I started up a conversation, and it turned out he was telling me he had just returned from England and he was a drummer and in a band and all that sort of thing. But we discovered that we shared an affection for Todd Rundgren. And as it turned out, that gentleman had a pair of extra tickets to Todd Rundgren's show in Buffalo, New York that night. And so we off we went, and we were friends ever since.
So you met and you went to a concert with Neil Peart, like it happened within hours.
Oh, yeah. We were just a couple of rock and roll guys. You know, I was the local on-air disc jockey, and Neil was one of the gang, you know. This is about a year and a half before the band Rush enters the picture.
So you're obviously a fan of Rush and a fan of, how many times do you think you've seen Rush in concert, Terry?
Oh, goodness. Half a dozen times. It always seemed that, as you know, Mel, radio is somewhat, or used to be at least, somewhat of a nomadic career where you went where the next gig was. And, of course, that it was always the same for Rush, and we never seemed to live in the same city at the same time, but we did cross paths a lot. Travel being what it is, I used to work for radio stations that produced football broadcasts, CFL football broadcasts. And on occasion, that would take me to Toronto, and we would get together in St. Catharines when Neil lived there, in Toronto when he lived there. Actually, Christine and I were reminiscing. I have quite a backlog, if you will, of correspondence and notes and things from Neil, who was a very funny person. But it always seemed that our paths intersected just about the release of an album. And I recall many a time that we have the good fortune of sitting in Neil's garage. Neil was also very much an automotive enthusiast. And we would sit in big horsehair chairs surrounded by Ferraris and old MGs and Mercedes-Benz and sip on Macallan scotch and listen to the album demo, and he would explain what was done for this passage or what this piece meant. And those are very, very meaningful things to remember.